Damn!
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 59 and another Happy Hour with Some Damn Podcast, the podcast where participation is optional but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately, like immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host. You love the toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me as always, my partner in podcast, that host, you love the ghost, we got Aaliyah.
Hey guys.
And you know the fucking vibes.
Alright, sorry we've been gone for like 2 weeks. Yeah, been kind of slacking a little bit, but we're back, better than ever. So thanks for joining us on this episode. And you know the routine, Aaliyah. Alright, if you don't have a drink in front of you, go grab one. Because this one goes out to you. Thanks for joining us, guys. Thank you for your continued support. So cheers to you. Cheers to us. Episode 59.
Round one.
Have you ever gotten your head what actions you would take if you found out that your car got stolen?
I have a tracker on my car, so I would probably look for it. But I wouldn't approach.
Dude, okay, so this is completely off topic of what we're talking about right now, but speaking of tracking, I don't know, I got it in my head the other day. So my dog has a tracking device inside of her, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't know, the other day we were messing with magnets for some reason, and I think Debbie put a magnet over her in some specific spot, and it went off. Oh, it's a stud finder. You know what a stud finder is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, because they found the metal.
Yeah. So that got me to thinking, if you had a child, a baby, would you put a tracking device in it?
I wouldn't put a tracking device in them, but I'll have it on their jewelry or their body.
But what if that jewelry, like, falls off, or, knock on wood, like, if someone takes your baby, that there's a struggle and they rip it off or something, you know? I would be very tempted to, but of course, once they get older, I would definitely want to take it out. It's just, I would want that extra security while they're still young, you know?
Yeah. Would you tell your kid that there's a tracker on them?
I would probably have it taken out when they're probably like 8 or 10.
Ooh, wow. That's early.
What are you thinking? Like 18?
Yeah.
Once they become a teenager, that's more so of invasion of privacy. But while they're still younger than teens, you're more protective. And I don't know, you just want that extra safety net. What is the argument for not having it? It's because you're putting like a foreign object into your baby? Is that would be the backlash?
Yeah, side effects. The kid might feel resentment for constantly feeling watched.
I don't think they'd feel resentment if when they get to that age of being able to understand things that you explain to them and let them know that you're going to be taking it out once they get older, that it should be fine. All right, back to this topic. So wait, you said you had a tracking device on your car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your first action. You would check the tracking to see where it was. Would you go to that location?
I would.
By yourself?
Oh hell no! I need someone to drive me there.
Would you bring like a friend, or would you bring the authorities?
I would probably bring my uncle still.
Because what if you get there and. I don't know, like, it's a bad situation. They got, like, a whole gang of people that, what you gonna do?
Took my car?
Huh?
That took my car?
Yeah.
I have a mom car. Why would they take my car?
I don't know, sell it for parts.
I guess I'll call the police then. Or if my car, because I have a spare, so Don't you have a spare key of yours?
Yeah. So you would just go there and try to take your car back. But you wouldn't be worried about like someone popping up and
I would make like, sure the stopping coast you? Is clear.
That's what I'm wondering. Why you wouldn't go straight to the authorities to have them escort you there just in case something happens? Or you can do what Miss Bianca Chambers did. She posted on social media asking for tips on if anyone has spotted her car and if they can help her locate it, which she was able to find her car after 2 days. She found her stolen car at a barbershop. So the thief went over there to get a haircut. But her first instinct was, you know what? Something might go down while I'm confronting this dude. Let me just make sure he can't get away this time. You know what she did? She slashed the tires of her own car so the guy can't get away.
She's funny.
You know what would have been like better than slashing the car? Why didn't she just box in that car with whatever car she showed up in?
What if she took the bus there or Ubered there?
Okay, have the Uber.
The Uber's not gonna stay. You know what I found? Like, did he still, like, did he hotwire her car or did he have the keys to steal her car? That's
it doesn't say. I'm guessing he hotwired it.
Now she gotta get new tires.
Dude, so yeah, so she was afraid of him getting away. So first she actually called the police, but she didn't know how long it would take them to show up. So that's when she slashed a tire. So this guy got no way out. And she went into the barbershop, accused him, and got the help of the employees at the barbershop. They dragged this dude out by his dreadlocks. 19-year-old kid. Slashing the tires would not be things that cross my mind that I'd want to do to stop this guy from getting away.
Yeah, especially if it's my car that I'm slashing.
Dude, I'm sure she had like expensive tires too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a white Mercedes-Benz.
Bianca face to face with the guy she says stole her brand new Benz.
Excuse me, you got that Benz out there? Happened. Yes, you do. This is so much.
It went down Wednesday at a barbershop at Greenfield and Grand River.
He in 7 days west, getting his dreads twisted. Look at my car.
Customer stepped in making a citizen's arrest. Then Bianca slashed her own tires.
I slashed all the tires and I thought that he was going to take off and I didn't know how long it was going to take for the police to pull up. And I refused to let him pull off again.
Holding him there until Detroit police came.
You will never steal from me again.
Detroit police say officers responded 4 times to Bianca's 911 calls as she tracked the car.
Dude, that's crazy. Just walking in there and be like, is that your white Benz? Bitch, that is your white Benz. And then just start beating on him. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
What would you do if, you know, you stole a car, you're trying to get away, and all of a sudden that hunger kicks in, Aaliyah? What would you do? Like, would you be like, I think I got time to pull up, grab something to eat, continue this high-speed chase? This takes a lot of confidence in yourself, huh?
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, all right, so to give the hell's the word I'm looking for?
Background.
Give context of what we're talking about. The story takes place in Massachusetts. This woman was in the middle of a wild police chase, and she decided, you know what? I think I got a good amount of distance away from these police. Let's pull up to this McDonald's and get some McNuggets because I'm hungry. For those chicken nuggets, you got to do it.
McDonald's so
Miss Joanna Gardell, age 38. Did she really think that she got away from the police, that she was safe to go to McDonald's? Or maybe she thought that she could hide. Like, she got them out of sight. So she was like, ooh. I'm going to pull into this McDonald's so they won't be able to find me.
I don't know what would go on in her head to think that would be a good idea.
Oh, okay. So this was a stolen truck from a restoration company. And they were able to track her down using the GPS that was inside of the truck.
I want to be in a high-speed chase, but I don't want to be the one being chased.
You want to be the one chasing. You think you're that skilled of a driver? I can't use my
car because it's not fast enough, but I will use someone else's car.
Dude, speaking of McDonald's, like, I know we kind of just breezed through that topic, but did you see that Sweetie's going to have a McDonald's meal?
I saw.
This is supposed to be next week's topic because it doesn't come out for like another 2 weeks, but.
But.
You know, did you see the tweet that she put?
No.
Or no, it was a tweet by McDonald's.
What did it say?
But did you see, you saw what's in the meal? It's a Big Mac, 4-piece chicken nuggets, a medium fries, and a medium Sprite. And it comes with barbecue sauce and limited edition Sweetie and Sour Sauce.
It's just sweet and sour sauce. Quit playing.
But McDonald's tweeted a picture of 4 different items. It said how Sweetie does it.
I think Sweeties is the only one where like I would actually get though.
Yeah, I thought you got the BTS meal.
I did, but I didn't really like the sauces. Everyone liked it, but.
And then you have the 2 beef patties as the bun, and then fries in the middle. So, okay, when you see this tweet, what does that make you think?
That it'll be 4 different type of meals.
All right. What? So everyone else thought the same thing as you. That, but it says how Sweetie does it. It doesn't say your options for the meal. So they're just, because you know Sweetie is known for making weird concoctions. So this is just kind of an advertisement saying, oh, this is what you can do with the meal if you want to. Like, these are kind of the things that Sweetie does. But people thought, took it literally the same way you are. And they're like, damn, dude, imagine like all the McDonald's employees are gonna be hella pissed when you ask for these items. Like, you can't get these items. This is just an idea.
I wonder what song they're going to play.
For what?
For when they get the meal. Because you know how they had, like...
Oh, you mean when people, like, make videos, like, of them rolling up to the drive-thru.
Yeah, Travis, J Balvin, when they had BTS do a song. I wonder what song they're going to do for Sweet.
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was just a thing that they did for Travis Scott. I didn't know all the other meals people actually made videos.
I mean... No, I didn't think it would be, like, 4 options. It's just, I feel like others would say that, too. Because how would you package this?
That's why. So why would you take this literally? Obviously, they're not going to. And if you think about all the other meals from McDonald's, they're not customized whatsoever. They're just meals that were, I mean, items that are already on the menu. So what makes people think that they're actually gonna do these customized items? Oh, dude, check it. Okay, if you were gonna make your own McDonald's meal, what would it be?
Can I bring back an old item?
As long as it's an item where most of the ingredients are already on the menu still.
With a sweet tea.
Oh, dude, you're not ready for my meal. You ready? All right, check it. So think of a Big Mac, right? But instead of the 3rd bun in the middle, it'll be a hash brown.
I know your ass is gonna say that.
And then instead of the beef patties, you'll have 1 grilled chicken from the artisan grilled chicken, and then the second meat would be the McChicken. Ooh.
Okay, I like that.
Then we would have a 10-piece nuggets, but just like BTS and Sweetie, I would have a customized sauce at least. So it would be a combination of the honey mustard and ranch. So it would be a mustard ranch. And then a large fries and a
soft
serve. No drinks.
Oh, I would bring back the gyro fries to add onto my...
Those things sucked.
That's about it.
Yeah, I think my meal was like amazing.
You're going to have like,
because I usually just drink water. I mean, I'm not going to put a bottle of water in my meal. That looks stupid.
But you are stupid for not putting a drink in your meal.
Why?
All that stuff, and you don't think they're going to be thirsty?
then they could get their own drink. You don't have, you can always add on to whatever you're getting.
When I got the BTS meal, they didn't give me the Coke. They asked me what drink I wanted.
You should have said, what does the BTS meal come with? That's what you should have said. All right, so this Starbucks recently, not recently, this video is kind of a few weeks old, but you know, we've been gone for a while. But this Starbucks went viral because they posted a video of an order they received within 10 minutes of opening their store. This consisted of a 22 drink order.
It was mainly the strawberry acai lemonades. I think, yeah, 18 of the 22 were the lemonades. So they're kid, like, talls, which are smalls.
This was a Starbucks in Hayward, California. Ooh, shout out to Sweetie from Hayward. Huh?
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Come on, dude. Did you not see her message once they came out with the McDonald's meal? She was like, yeah, me and McDonald's go way back to my days in Hayward, California.
Really? Don't lie.
Yeah. She was born there, but she went to school in Sacramento.
Is Hayward the Bay?
Yes.
Is Sac?
I would say no. I would say the Bay cuts off at I don't know if I would consider Fairfield, but definitely Vallejo. So maybe Vallejo to Fremont. Wait, but then this is different sides, and then San Francisco. Yeah, so how can you, like, you can't say top to bottom because you have east, west.
Okay, in my southern eyes, anything like surrounding SF is the Bay. So I don't know anything outside of where I live to be considered the Bay.
Okay.
So San Leandro, I consider the Bay.
Yeah.
Richmond, the Bay, and that's all I think of.
Yeah, so pretty much I gave you what I thought between those two areas, like not including San Francisco, because San Francisco's on the other side. That's my opinion. I don't know. Some people may include, I don't know. I don't think Fairfield or Vacaville. So yeah, I would say the cutoff point is Vallejo.
What? Cheers.
You did not say.
Cheers. That's what I'm saying now.
Another one.
At least Starbucks employees assume that most of these drinks are for children because they're all small and they're all mostly lemonades. So they're thinking that the other four drinks are for the adults. They captioned it by saying, I guess Karen's little sister ordered today.
I hate getting big orders right when we open. You know how that's like.
It's different versus all drinks, I would say.
I don't expect any of my drinks to come out surviving.
I don't know. I feel like people who place very large orders through delivery apps are very, they're not really mindful of the employees. And yeah, they think it's totally fine when easily they could have just picked up, like, I don't know, like 2 gallons of lemonade from the grocery store and just serve that versus ordering from Starbucks. They're not mindful of others. They're pretty well off because if you can afford this many drinks, you know. But
the strawberry, see, even if it's a small, it's already like 2 something. So yeah, you can just get.
I'm just hoping that they left them a pretty decent tip, you know. Move on to these ladies who broke into this dumpling restaurant. I don't know. I guess they're extra stupid while they're drunk because they didn't even turn on the stove. They just put the dumplings in cold water and just left it there. But they, power hour. Okay. So since we haven't been recording, I've been
stacking up
and backed up on all my beers. Tabor, send that sponsorship, still waiting. But this one comes from Kings County Brewers Collective in Brooklyn, New York. It's called an Iceberg Zombie Apocalypse Fruited Sour. I like this one because it has a zombie on it. This one is a sour ale with strawberry, blackberry, tart cherry and lemon, vanilla and milk sugar. Comes in at a 6% alcohol by volume. Aaliyah, cheers to your seltzer.
Another one.
These girls got off scot-free. The owner didn't press any charges or anything. He just thought it was funny. I'd be hella pissed, dude. They did end up leaving with a bag of frozen dumplings to take home.
When I'm drunk, I like to try to fit into small places. Like, I try to fit under a table, in a drawer, under a table, in a chair. I don't try to break into places.
That's because you're trying to hide from society, Aaliyah.
I am.
No, but these leads, I don't know, this pisses me off. Like, to think that they think that this is okay.
Yeah.
So we said it was in Manhattan, but it's in Chelsea, which is supposed to be the like the bougie area.
Oh.
Yeah. When you feel like that you deserve certain things, like there's what's entitled? The word? There you go. These girls feel like they're very entitled, like that they could just do this. The owner did say that he wouldn't file a police report if the intruders contacted him on Facebook to privately apologize. I would just use that as bait and still file a report on them.
I was thinking the same thing.
Shoot. I think you could just break into my establishment, or at least I would file a report and charge them for that bag of dumplings.
But that's not the only thing that it did. They, like, left vegetables that they prepped out. Like, they took it out the fridge. There were dumplings everywhere on the floor, as I've read. They made a mess.
That could have attracted rodents.
Yeah. Dude, luckily they didn't turn anything on. That would have been, like, boom, seize.
Let's move on to safety while traveling by plane. You were flying somewhere. One of the people on plane was causing a ruckus, and they started having some type of meltdown. And you notice them trying to open the escape door.
I think I would yell at her to stop, but I don't think I would get up.
Dude, I feel like I would try to tackle her. This video went viral, of course, on TikTok, of this woman who was duct taped to her seat on a flight from Dallas, Texas to Charlotte, North Carolina. A fellow passenger stated that the commotion started 1 hour into the 2 hour flight when all flight attendants were running up and down the aisles frantically, kind of like whispering to each other. They began to lock the bathrooms and started grabbing bags from overhead bins, but wouldn't say what exactly was happening. It was just kind of like chaos and no one knows what's going on. The pilot got on the intercom and said a bad situation in the plane, but did not elaborate. As the plane was landing, a flight attendant who sat near the passenger said a woman had an outburst. She was saying, "I need to get off this plane." And she went up to the exits and started banging on the doors, saying, "You need to let me off this plane." Do you think it was justified that this ended up with the flight attendant duct taping this lady to her seat? Okay, what were you saying?
Ring, ring.
Cheers.
Cheers. Another one.
If they had an air marshal, if I was in their position, I would lock her in the bathroom.
Lock her in the bathroom, but she could damage stuff in there.
I never went into a bathroom, so I thought everything was stuck in there.
She might break the toilet. She might.
I don't think, okay, I could, I understand duct, like, taping her body, her whole self, to keep her stuck. Not her mouth, though. I would gag her, but
I think gagging her would be more over the line, don't you think? That's more hostile.
Sometimes the adhesive stays longer and it'll create a burn, injury.
Okay, but would you rather have her continuing to shout?
That's what the gag is for. Get a socks, roll it up, shove it in her mouth.
I feel like if you do that, she can press charges.
You don't think she can press charges with this? It's duct tape.
I know a lot of people are going to say this is crossing the line, but if you put yourself in the shoes of the passengers and the flight attendants, and you have this person like causing all this drama, just constantly yelling, "Let me off the plane," and banging on the doors, and won't shut up, like, what else can you do?
I wouldn't like that. Plus, it's like, a safety hazard too, since she did try to open the emergency escape? Or was it just the door? Either way, it would have been a problem. And I would have already felt scared seeing the flight attendants running back and forth.
I don't know. Someone said that they handled it poorly, but okay. Why don't you give a idea of what how you would have handled it? What are you going to do? Just constantly tell her, Miss, you need to please calm down. Because she's not going to calm down. And this was only halfway into the flight. So you still got another hour to go. I didn't even think about it.
What? You know, it doesn't, you know, vaccine doesn't protect us.
Yeah, I know that. But I mean, I'm still wearing my mask.
I finally got a test. Did.
Oh, positive?
Shut up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Oh, yeah.
So, while we're on the topic of COVID, the CEO, I think he's the CEO.
Say that word. I mean, go back there. The first sentence. The first sentence of the article that I word.
Talking about impresario?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that word, but I know that's how to pronounce it. The founder of Shake Shack, Mr. Danny Meyer, recently spoke about how he's going to start requiring all employees and all customers at his restaurant to have proof of vaccine.
I like that. So,
I do too. So a lot of people were talking about how Shake Shack would lose customers because of this. I don't think this is all Shake Shacks because I'm pretty sure Shake Shack is a franchise. So he doesn't necessarily own all of them, you know? So depending on who owns that location, they may not have the same policy. And then someone else was talking about how, oh, okay, so since my daughter is under the age of 12 and isn't able to get the vaccine, I guess we can't have Shake Shack. But I'm pretty sure they're taking in that into account and they're not going to penalize you for that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I hate how people get so, overly dramatic about things like this when obviously they're not going to say, oh, you can't because your daughter's not vaccinated. But she can't get vaccinated, so they're not going to hold that against her, or I'm assuming they're not going to. Do you think Shake Shack is going to lose customers because of this policy?
I don't think so.
I don't either, because, you know, so COVID, has really divided a lot of people because of their opinions of it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing with all the different fast food restaurants that were Trump supporters. Like, you know, a lot of people who hate Trump still eat at those fast food restaurants. Almost all fast food restaurants are still doing pretty well, other than the ones who are very short staffed. And then on top of that, it also made me think about how when people found out that Chick-fil-A is very homophobic, people thought they would lose a lot of customers because of that as well.
They did not.
But Chick-fil-A is still the top selling fast food restaurant out there, you know? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
A lot of people separate their opinions from the things that they like, you know? Like, same with music. They don't have to like the person to like the music.
Yeah, same Kanye.
Yo.
Dude, did you speak, speaking of Kanye, did you see how he's staying at a stadium?
You saw his little room.
Yeah. Did you see how much he's paying?
How much is he paying?
$1 million a night.
Why?
That dude is rich. But back to Shake Shack. What if I go there tomorrow and then post a picture of a Shake Shack burger in one hand and my vaccine card in the other hand and the caption says, come get some. Or should it say, got mine? How about you? Ooh, they'll be like, wait, what is he talking about, the burger or the vaccine?
Oh my gosh. You're an idiot.
Damn. If you don't like Shake Shack, then I don't need to have a conversation with you anyways.
Dude, my brother, he works right next to Shake Shack. And I didn't
What's
even know.
What's next to Shake Shack?
He works at a valet spot.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't know that until, like, I had to drop him off, and I saw it. And then, like, I picked him up. He was like, you know, there's a Shake Shack right there? I was like, yeah, I just saw it. He was like, I eat there all the time. And
what?
Then he texted me one day, was like, you want anything from Shake Shack? And I'm like, you're not even going to get home for me to eat it when it's warm. No. Now I regret it, because now I want Shake Shack. Are you still on that burger a week thing? Down.
No. I mean, I eat burgers, like, yeah, at the most, I'll eat it once a week, but it's not like I make a point to eat it once a week, you know?
Yeah.
But I did have a burger a few days ago because I checked out this. I wanted to find a list of the top burger spots in the East Bay. Mm-hmm. And I tried this one place called Sideshow Kitchen. Have you tried them?
Dude, I think I heard it. Wait, can you tell me where the spot is?
After we take this drink, sure. Cheers.
Another one.
Stanford, I'm pretty sure that's like near Berkeley, isn't it?
Don't lie to me.
I think it is because I think that's where I saw it at. Okay. That's why I asked you where.
Okay, what about it?
No, I was gonna say I've been wanting to try that spot too, just because I like the name. But I've never looked at their menu.
So that was, I think that's number 3 on the list. 3 or 4. So I had it once and I thought it was just okay, but then it wasn't fresh when I had it. So I was like, let me give it another go. And it's still okay.
So fresh or not, it's still the same.
Yeah. But True Burger still hands down to me is the best. And then I also went to Cloven Hoof, which is on Broadway. It's kind of like a meat market, but then they serve food as well. So people talk about how the meat is so fresh because it's like a butcher kind of. But that one, the bun was so plain to me that kind of ruined the entire burger.
Really?
The plain sesame seed bun. Because I feel the bun really sets the pace for the burger. Outside of the meat, you know. But you need to try True Burger. Like, if you listen to anything I ever tell you, this is it. Go have a True Burger.
This is your one tip?
You'll be like, damn. This makes me proud to be from Oakland. Okay, while we're on the topic of burgers, let's talk about this burger joint in Australia that's being sued by In-N-Out because of their similarity by name. This place is called Over and Out Burgers. They also have trademarked In-N-Out Aussie Burgers. Oh, Down and Out Burgers is also something they trademarked. From what I hear, they don't have a super famous burger joint as we do, like multiple of them, right? But so I don't understand from a marketing perspective why they would try to copy the name of a well-established American burger joint when probably a lot of people over there have never even heard of it.
To make it their own over there and say that we're the knockoffs. Boom.
We're like the In-N-Out of Australia. That's what you're trying to say. If someone who's never heard of In-N-Out over there saw this, what makes them say, ooh, I want to try this place when they've never heard of In-N-Out?
Did they copy everything of In-N-Out?
It doesn't even list what their menu has, but they have opened a few pop-ups using that name.
I had In-N-Out over the weekend. Not the burger, but I had the animal fries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was so good about it.
Wait, is that your first time having animal fries?
No, I've had it before.
And you don't like them?
Like, I don't get it often, you know. Like, usually my brother gets it, and I'll take, like, a bite or two.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, my first time actually, like, getting it myself. And I ate a lot, and I was just like, I don't know what the hype is.
It's good. Really like it. Cheese and spread. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
So I don't like onions unless they're fried, like either as an onion ring or grilled.
Uh-huh.
So I just found out that when you get grilled onions at In-N-Out, they're like chopped up in like little squares, kind of like the onions at McDonald's, but they're grilled. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey,
yeah. You know the onions that McDonald's puts in their hamburgers and their cheeseburgers.
I know what you're
little tiny squares. Yeah.
I think you can ask for whole grilled onions.
Yeah, that's what I just found out. I didn't know you could get whole grilled onions.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I'm confused.
Normally, I'll get animal style, which already has grilled onions.
That's
chopped. It's a chopped one. So I don't know if you can say animal style, but with whole grilled onions.
Would you want that?
Why not?
Because you're going to get a whole grilled onion in one bite. You'll get some fries, one whole onion, and then eat it.
Why are you talking about fries? We're talking about burgers.
You said it.
I said I usually get animal style burger.
Oh.
But then the animal style burger already has the regular grilled onions, the chopped up one. So I wonder if you could ask them to do whole grilled instead.
Isn't animal style the same thing as like a regular? Because animal style on a fry is just to spread the grilled onions and cheese.
So animal style on a burger, they put mustard on the patty before they grill it.
Oh, okay.
And then they put extra spread, and they put grilled onions.
When I was eating In-N-Out, I was already getting extra spread, like on the side.
On the side?
Put it on top,
did you know you could get peppercinis on the side?
Really?
Yeah, they call them...
Who else does that? Who does chilies? That?
You can either ask for a side of chilies, or you can have them chop them up and put them in your burger.
Wait, repeat the whole thing. I like hurt chilies and that's it.
So you can ask them to put it on the side. So it'll come in a two-pack in a little plastic. Or you can ask them to put it in your burger. So they'll chop it up and then put it underneath your patty.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
What is beer pyramid? I don't even remember what this was.
You posted this on Instagram.
Oh, shit. Dude, I just went here yesterday. So some dude in Richmond, he started doing these pyramids of beer cans. And the first one he ever did was he placed it in some park somewhere in Richmond. He has two of them up right now. One of them is at the factory, which is a bar and restaurant in Richmond.
You've been there?
No, I haven't. The one that I went to was Ale Tales, which is in Albany, which is a beer bottle store. I don't know. I was very amazed by this thing. It's kind of cool.
Can you do that with yours?
I don't think I have the patience. Did you see how many cans are in this? 1,144 cans.
Dang.
I think I have the patience. Dude, I'd have to drink that many beers.
Oh, they're empty?
I don't know.
If they're not empty. Cool, because they have the cap on it.
So I'm just going to waste all that beer?
You're not going to waste it. You're going to stack it up, take a picture, and then...
And then take it down? So what was the point? Just for the photo op?
Do like the ones you're going to drink last and then the ones you want to drink the most. So every time you are about to drink one, you take the top one.
$4,000 worth of beer. And that's over 100 pounds. My cousin told me about kombucha beer. Have you had kombucha?
I had it once and I was not a fan. So I've been terrified to try it again.
I don't like that they call... it kombucha beer because it's not really kombucha beer, it's just kombucha with alcohol in it, but
which it already has.
I was interested in seeing how kombucha is made. It's hella easy.
Dude, you
to
saw
make
the
it.
SCOBY?
Yeah,
that shit creeps me out, not gonna lie.
Why? It just looks like a moldy piece of tofu.
Exactly. When they get the big like you've seen the SCOBY multiply.
No.
They multiply and she'll like bring out the big SCOBY and then she'll bring out a baby SCOBY and I'm like, ugh, I can't.
So I think I'm going to try to make some. Let's move on to some celebrity goss.
Too
you like big. That word?
No, I don't.
It's these dudes who, they have a podcast and they also have a show and they're I don't know, the person who gives them their topics. She always uses the word goss instead of gossip.
Oh my gosh.
But this, who is this guy? Oh, some dude who has a podcast. He He claims he's never seen a celebrity since he lived in LA, and he's lived there for about a year now. And then his mom came down for the weekend, and her first time in LA, and she actually met a celebrity, which was Snoop Dogg. When you see this picture, what do you think? So this dude's name is Matt George. So he posted a picture of the quote-unquote Snoop Dogg with his mom. And then people started posting on or replying to him on Twitter saying, dude, that's not Snoop. And then he was like, okay, please don't tell my mom because it'll break her heart if she finds out it wasn't Snoop. But he should have been able... I wonder how old this dude is. Well, does age really matter, do you think?
I don't think he
knows if it's Snoop or not.
I don't think it does. Because it's Snoop. Like, who doesn't know him?
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, you set your mom up for this one. You should have known yourself that it wasn't Snoop. Because, I mean, I guess if his mom is a little older and she just, like, seeing him for the first time, she might think, oh, shoot, that's Snoop Dogg. Dude, in this picture of Snoop with that guy, that dude looks a lot older than Snoop.
Yeah, I already knew who it was looking at it.
And Snoop doesn't smile like that either.
That's what I said. I don't think I've seen Snoop smile.
Like the shape of his head is like a dead giveaway for me. Well, even with his hat, you know, because his head is more oval, whereas this dude's head is like a light bulb.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Snoop.
Another one.
When you think of Snoop, what do you remember him by? Every time I think of Snoop Dogg, I think of the clip where he's like smoking, and then he like gives it to the security guard, and the security guard is like, "No," and Snoop is like, "Smoke it." So he smoked it.
All right, since you're a frequent LA visitor, but wait, this is actually in Disney World, but I was going to say Disneyland, but I'm assuming you know who Gaston is.
Of course.
All right. So for those who don't know, Gaston is a character from Beauty and the Beast. It's like a narcissistic dude who thinks that every girl is into him and feels like he could get anyone he wants. But I guess, so when the Disney characters or the staff who dress up as the characters, they kind of try to embody the same what's the word?
Characteristics.
Yeah, there you go.
Personality. So
this lady posted a video of her asking Gaston on a date.
Gaston! My boyfriend just broke up with me! Will you go out with me?
So if you couldn't hear that, Gaston, after the girl asks him on a date, he says, "Sorry, I'm looking for the most beautiful girl in town." I'm guessing she assumed that he would say yes just because they're in Disney World. Some people are saying that Gaston is a jerk for that, but I mean, if he's trying to portray the character, then obviously that is something he would say.
Yeah.
Let's say you were this person who filmed this video and he had the same answer to you. What would you say to him?
I'm like, that's why Belle didn't want you.
Boom. Oh, yeah, that would be a good one. So speaking of Beauty and the Beast, we all know that it ended with a happy ending with Belle and Beast getting married. Couple who's setting up for their wedding. And depending on how much you spend on their wedding gift. Okay, cheers.
I have to sneeze, but it's not. Cheers.
Another one.
Depending on how much you spend on their wedding gift, result in what dish you are served at the wedding. So the more you spend on the gift, the better your dish will be, the more expensive it will be. So they classified it into different tiers. The first one being a loving gift, which would cost up to $250, and that would get you roast chicken. Next up, you have the silver gift, which is between $251 to $500, which would give you sliced steak and poached salmon. Then you have the golden gift, which is $501 to $1,000, which upgrades you to filet mignon and lobster tails. The last one is the platinum gift, which is $1,001 to $2,500, which gives you 2 pounds of lobster and a souvenir champagne goblet. What do you think about this? And which one would you pay for?
I personally didn't find any of these appetizing. One, I don't like this at all. I don't like when people expect something like to even out the pay.
I too am like not a fan of this because you shouldn't put pressure on people to on how much they are willing to spend or how much you expect them to spend, you know? So if I were invited to this wedding, on that RSVP, I would put not attending.
Really?
Screw that, dude. If you're gonna treat
like a good friend.
A good friend is no longer a friend.
What if
if you're treating like your guests like this, like, oh, we'll reward you more the more you're willing to spend on us, then that's not the type of person that I want to hang out with.
If you can't afford to have so much people at your wedding that you have to ask, like, you know, have this type of setup, then you shouldn't have that much people, you know?
You're kind of openly shaming the people who didn't spend the most, you know? Yeah. I mean, unless they're, well, I guess that would count as well, because the people who are munching down on their 2 pound lobster and then they look to their left and they see someone who has the roast chicken, they'll be like, oh, they only spent $250. I spent $2,500. You know what I mean?
They said that they can choose from any of them and below.
But do you think someone would spend that much and get the lowest meal? I don't think so.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. I think this is the last drink because that's the last topic. Cheers.
Final round.
All right, so to this couple who did this, screw you guys. I would not want to be involved in your wedding at all. But to those who tuned into this episode, thank you. We have come to the conclusion of episode 59.
I just have a question because I remember one of our last topics where the lady requested money to support her wedding. Remember?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, it was a topic. She said, like, in the RSVP, if you can't give this much amount, then you're not invited to the wedding. So which one?
Are you sure we talked about this?
I think we talked
about it. I don't remember talking about this at all.
Okay, well, just putting those two together, which one do you think is worse? She got into, like she, everyone said she's crazy. Even her bridesmaid said that, like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not even going to be in the wedding. No, you don't remember? I'm pretty sure we talked about it. Well, which one do you think is worse, this one or that one?
Say that one again.
She requested that everyone gave, I forgot how much, I think it was like 1500 or 1000 or something like that.
In order to attend the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, screw that, dude. I'm not going to your wedding either. What's worse?
Yeah.
I guess that one is worse just because you have to pay to attend. Whereas this one, you're already invited. What if you don't give them a gift? Do you just sit there and not eat?
That's what I was thinking too.
All right, it's good, guys. I already ate before I came.
Dude, I would be shook if someone said that. I would eat off my friends. Like, guys, just share with me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully it won't be another 2 weeks until we drop another one. But we appreciate you continually supporting us. I know we said we're going to be more consistent, but that doesn't seem to be the fact. But hopefully we will.
We apologize for that.
Hopefully still remember the little outro we do. So until next time, you guys. Hope you enjoyed the topics. But until the next one, please remember to drink responsibly.
shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe.
See ya.
Peace, guys. See ya.
Bye.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly, though.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.